Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. A driverless car gets pulled over. Police in San Bruno, California, were patrolling for drunk drivers when they observed a car traveling erratically. Officers were bewildered to see the car, a self-driving Waymo robo-taxi, make an illegal U-turn at a traffic light right in front of them. The San Bruno Police Department said in a social media post, it was a first for both officers, the department wrote in the post, which included photos of an officer peering through the front window at the empty driver's seat. Because the car did not have a human driver, officers could not issue a ticket, police noted. Instead, officers contacted the company to let them know about the glitch, they said. The incident highlights a gap in California law for the hundreds of autonomous vehicles roaming the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco. When self-driving cars violate the rules of the road, law enforcement can't penalize them the same way that they can humans. The way state law has been interpreted, traffic tickets can only be issued to an actual driver. California lawmakers have sought to close the enforcement loophole with new legislation. Critics say the law isn't strong enough. The Law Assembly Bill 1777 will allow law enforcement agencies to report instances of autonomous vehicle non-compliance to the Department of Motor Vehicles. The DMV is in the process of hashing out potential penalties. Among the law's loudest critics is the Teamsters Union. I bet everyday Californians wish that, when they made a mistake driving, they got a courtesy note instead of an expensive ticket, Peter Finn, the Western Region Vice President of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, told independent news site Mission Local. Waymo, which is owned by Google's parent company Alphabet, says that its vehicles are making cities safer, with its cars less accident-prone than those operated by humans. Based on data collected by Waymo, their driverless vehicles in the four cities they operate had 79% fewer airbag deployment crashes and 80% fewer injury-causing crashes than traditional vehicles driving the same distance as of June 2025.